Holland University Political Science Department Chair Ed Lynch, also a former chairman for the Republican Party in Roanoke County, says the 19th and 21st Senate district races have major implications. Right now, the GOP has a 21-19 seat majority in the state Senate.
With the lieutenant governor, all the Democrats have to do is pick up one seat, and effectively they will have control of the Senate. So they're very important.
That's because Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam is a Democrat and votes in the case of a 2020 tie. The 21st district race pitting Democrat incumbent John Edwards against Republican Nancy Dye and Independent Don Caldwell has drawn the most attention. Former Roanoke County Democratic Party Chairman Alan Trigger says Republicans have long tried to unseat Edwards, a two-decade senator.
They want to get John out of there because he stands up for Stanford students, and they want to move him out.
Edwards and Dye have traded claims over who has helped keep college tuition costs down. The 19th district is an open seat, with Republican David Suderline hoping to replace his former boss, the retiring Ralph Smith. Democrat Mike Hamlar and Independent Steve Nelson are also running. Gene Morano, WFIR News.